Ooh. It's Loving the Strange with Carrie Jones and Sean Farrar. Loving the Strange, a podcast for weirdos and those who want to be weirder. Embrace the strange. New episodes every Saturday, live streaming Fridays. Loving the Strange. Check us out. Hey, welcome to Loving the Strange.
What?
Nothing. This week's podcast is all about weddings, right? It's like weird, wild, bizarro, or just like, that's interesting. Things that happen at weddings, or we do think about when we think about weddings, or...
Or weird weddings?
Yeah.
In general?
Yeah. Sean and I are married. I bet you didn't know that.
Ooh. And
hopefully this will not be the last night we stay married, but yeah, we're married.
Our wedding was a doozy.
Woo! It was party central.
It took place in the office of a local nonprofit because that's where our friend who was a notary public worked.
This is a nonprofit. Hold on. We'll give them a little like shout out. Here's my dirty old nonprofit hat, but I wear it all the time. Friends of Acadia. So we got married in the office of Friends of Acadia.
Ooh.
And they randomly picked random people working at Friends of Acadia to sign our whatever
home
it is.
Whom we actually knew, but.
Yeah. So that was lucky. And that was the story of our wedding. But we've both been married before.
and simple has worked out better.
It has.
Thus far.
My wedding before Shawnee took place in a church, like many weddings do. It was a church in Blue Hill, Maine. And when we went, it was picked because my husband, the person that he loved the most on his board of trustees, went to that church. So that's where we got married. Neither of us had ever gone to that church before, but it didn't matter because the chairman of the board went to that church. And so then half of the church was cordoned off with yellow caution tape, which we didn't know was going to happen because they were doing renovations or something broke in the church. So it was like you come down the aisle and you're like, oh, wait, everything's saying caution, caution. Gosh, beware.
I want to know why your wealthiest husband didn't throw you a big old friggin' wedding.
Well,
you probably didn't want one.
No, I didn't want one. But also, I think I was like his fifth or sixth wife. Like, he was done. But I think he'd had enough of lavish by the time he came around to me. But... No, I was his 22nd wife, and you know, like after so many, you can't be into it anymore. No one's listening to us right now, Shawnee, but you and I are having a good time, man.
There's no comments whatsoever. Nobody said hi.
I know, it's so sad, but it's okay because we'll just tell each other stories, right, baby?
Yeah.
Because we're married and we
love
each other.
I don't have any wedding stories.
Well.
Not on my own. I mean, I might have some for other people's weddings.
You want to hear about the reception?
For your last husband?
Yeah, for my last husband.
Yeah.
So the reception from... Hey, it's Janice Young Pinkham! Yay, someone Woo-hoo! Is here! It makes me
someone
feel less alone. The reception was at a fancy restaurant, but the other head of the board of trustees person who was super, super wealthy millionaire, like Philadelphia millionaire, he and his wife who like gave the... I don't want to give details.
Place where your ex-husband worked.
Yeah, like an emergency room. Oh, that's a detail. Yeah. They were there, and I'd never really met them before. There were only 10 people at a reception, like 10 or 12.
Really?
And 10 of them, I think, were board members.
That'd be all of them, love.
Yeah, there were no relatives.
How come
it was bad.
You guys must have not invited any relatives then.
No, we wanted to keep it small and chill. But then board members with a lot of money kept getting invited. And I'm like, can I at least have two of my friends? So both of those friends are now dead. So again, it feels like those caution signs in the church were probably a good warning.
Probably.
Yeah.
Poor girl.
You want to hear? I have another good wedding story from my
A personal one?
No, I haven't been married that many times, but I have a wedding story from my youth. Like I was in
high school. Yeah.
I was in high school and one of my relatives was getting married. And I have like a really diverse family when it comes to like ethnicities and politics and criminal records and social class. And one of my relatives was getting married, I think, in the basement of like the American Legion Hall. And yeah.
In the basement even.
Yeah. And my hoity-toityest aunt was there talking to me, helping me get through it because she knew I was going to be really bored. And I was not a wedding person as a kid. And we're at, all of a sudden, like they're getting ready to like come in, like the bridal party. And one of the ushers, right, passes out and has a seizure on the floor because apparently all the groomsmen had done some cocaine before the wedding, and one of them had a really bad reaction to the cocaine, so they had to get him like a new tuxedo and sit him down in a chair. Yeah. And the wedding was postponed for a while. It was like Jersey Shore, honestly, but New Hampshire. That's, it was like hilarious. Jersey Shore, Manchester, New Hampshire style. Yeah, it was. He was fine. But I'll always remember the sound of his head hitting the concrete of the basement floor of the VFW/American Legion Hall. I can't remember which it was. It's a big noise. And my Aunt Maxine was like, oh boy, well, this just got a lot more interesting, didn't it? And it was just so bad.
So I was, if you click on John Bell's comment, please.
All right. But hi, Doug Marshall. Yeah.
I was just going to make this a comment about this. Not the specific event, but he said, you were best man at my first wedding. It was supposed to be at the recreation center, which was right across the street from our house. And 2 weeks before the wedding, they tagged it for demolition. I had to call 50 places to find one, which was Fern Forest, which was a cool spot. So my comment was going to be, down in Florida, if you're like in a, you know, you're a teenager to early 20s and you're not wealthy, so many of the weddings take place at like a pavilion out in a park, you know, whether it's super like this place, Fern Forest, was nicely wooded and stuff, but some of them can be like just a town park, you know, benches and grass and maybe a little pond. And I don't know, all this wedding talk just got me thinking about that.
That's super nice, though.
That's what I remember. Well, it's outside, and you know, hopefully the weather's nice. And
did you pass out or anything, Shawnee?
No. No. Why would I? No, I wouldn't pass out.
Did you give a best man toast?
I don't remember. Probably. I honestly don't remember.
At another one of my relatives'
weddings,
they were brothers. Like, the brother was the best man. And he gave us toast. And when they were growing up, they were little kids and they shared a bedroom.
Yeah.
Like in a split level house kind of deal. And they had a sister who got her own bedroom. They were really close in age. And the best man throughout the whole thing, he's a firefighter. And the groom was a cop. But which kind of shows you their rivalry, but they're buddies. The whole time the firefighter talked about how his little brothers
spit it out.
His sausage.
Penis.
I was just gonna say sausage.
Penis is totally acceptable.
Well, you've said it 15 times now, baby.
Trying to get you to say it.
But his sausage was so big. And how he was so jealous as a little kid. So he was so happy for the bride. Blah, 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 blah. And like everybody was just like, Like half the people were laughing hysterically because he was actually a very good public speaker. But like everybody else was like, I'm a Presbyterian. I'm a Methodist. I'm shocked. Shocked, I tell you.
That's
and it was funny. Really bad.
Pretty
it was
ballsy really too, really.
Yeah, it was
ballsy. Funny though.
It was crazy. It was really one of the most interesting speeches I've ever listened to.
And self-deprecating as well, because
he was very. He was a self-deprecating firefighter.
About a very important part of manhood, you know.
Oh my goodness! Oh wait, John Bell says that you did. You did do a speech. John Bell says in the chat, yes, he did. And Sean brought up that I swore I would never get married. I think I hit my head too many times because I did it twice. It's okay, John Bell.
He did swear he'd never get married. What? I did what twice? Oh, yeah. And we both got lucky the second time.
Did John Bell really swear that he'd never get married?
No, I swore that he'd never. Oh, John swore that he never got married. Yes. You were correct in your statement. And yes, he definitely did.
Definitely. Twice. It's okay. It's like a practice run. I was thinking about I also about wedding like songs. Yeah. I had some cousins who used to sing and dance a lot. They got married during my awkward phase of high school, in which I was like, oh, everything's just like you have secondhand embarrassment for everyone, even if they're doing a great job, right?
Yeah.
And I have this very vivid memory of, you know, the groom singing Truly by Lionel Richie to the bride. Oh, and like, sorry. Well, I know it's not your song. And it just lasted a really long
time. It's not yours either.
No, it's not my song. But it was like really long and kind of awkward because like he was really into it. And it wasn't like he was a bad singer, but it was just like forever. It was like a pause like that.
Like and you're just pause.
Yeah, like exactly. That's why I did it. It was like you're waiting and you're waiting and you're waiting. And you're like, please hit all the notes. And he did. And he was a good singer. But it was like, oh, and like the bride eventually started looking like, oh, please stop.
I can totally see that. I'd be the same way.
So I can't sing Truly to you if like we ever actually had a wedding reception.
Only if you sing like, it super fast.
Truly. Oh, you can't sing that song fast.
Voila.
Do you want to read Nancy's?
Yeah.
All right. Nancy said in chat.
Nancy Miller Amato says, howdy.
Howdy.
We got married pre-cell phones in the 80s, but that did not stop the phone in one of the ante rooms near the altar from ringing. I asked the hubby if it was God telling him to run.
Did you do that up there in front of everyone? Because that would have been so funny.
Yeah, it would have been funny. Oh, I'd have been very frustrated.
So, like, I was also thinking about wedding songs because of that Truly incident, right?
Yeah.
And how, you know, they always play Celebrate Good Times for, like, decades.
Yeah.
I don't know what the official song is at. YMCA, I guess.
Oh, really?
In New England, for white people, those are songs that almost always happen at weddings for decades, right? But there's actually a website called bridalmusings.com that talks about the 15 most inappropriate wedding songs.
Oh, one would be that. What's that one hit wonder, Robin Frick or Fick or something?
Robin Thicke?
Thicke, yeah. His song would be inappropriate for
wedding. What was that song, David?
Wouldn't it? I don't remember. I don't remember the name. Do you? Boom, you know? Now see if
sexy. Good night, Janice. Janice has given up on us. But I think it's like whatever. I'm not going to talk about that one because I can't remember it. You're just going to use your own brain and your computer to find out. Because
I'm good.
I was.
Good.
thinking, like, they have these things like, I wish that I had Jesse's Girl by Rick Springfield on the list.
Yeah.
And I have to tell you, I've heard that at a wedding.
Have you really?
Yes. Or I'll Kill Her by Soko. Or I Hope You Die by the Bloodhound Gang.
Yeah.
Or, and I've heard this
one. I Hope You Die.
Yeah. Can you imagine that playing? It's like, oh, it's my favorite song. It's like, baby, not appropriate. Or Unfaithful by Rihanna. That would be a good one. Not, but it would be sending a message. Or there was this really old song that they mentioned on this list that my mom used to love called Having My Baby.
What?
Yeah.
Was that a wedding song? A popular one?
No, but people have played it at their wedding, I guess. Oh. And I Want to Sex You Up, which I don't know if you have that kind of wedding. Like,
Blurred Lines.
Yeah. Oh, that's right.
That's the name of the song.
Good job, baby.
I looked it up on my own.
Yeah. What do you think is the best wedding
song ever?
Right now,
I'm laughing at Nancy's and Doug's responses.
Oh, here we go. All right. So, Nancy said Another One Bites the Dust. No, we should just have a wedding reception and we only play naughty songs or bad songs or
If we ever have one, we can do that.
Doug has Torn Between Two Lovers, which is an old song that my mom also really liked.
Very.
You know that one, baby?
Yeah, dude.
Torn Between Two Lovers.
Thank you. I got it. I know.
And all right, wait. Doug has a story too. So let's get that up. So Doug said, we got married by a judge in a courthouse. Only 7 people attended. My parents, her sister, her sister's husband, Bruce, and their kid. We'd never met the judge before. And he got a little confused saying, do you, Bruce, take Nancy to be your lawful wedded wife? We pointed out that Bruce was already married and that the groom was named Doug. That happened to me, Doug, but not quite the same. The minister, I think, was actually a Mormon bishop, substitute Mormon bishop. And they went through my their papers, and we're standing all up there and you can hear them going through the papers and they're like, do you, like,
he didn't know your name,
man's name, take do you, man's name, take
oh my God.
And everybody's like, Carrie, her name's Carrie. It was really bad.
Was that number 1 or number 2?
It was number 18.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Because, right. As Nancy says, Another One Bites the Dust. So, what do you think the best wedding song of all time is?
Me?
Yeah.
I don't know.
All right. Well, Sean is incapable of answering a direct question.
Maybe
the rest of you could tell us what you think would be a good or a very bad wedding song. Shawnee, do you have any wedding stories in your list of papers there?
I got one right here.
Again, all the links are on the podcast notes at Carrie Jones Books.blog, but yours personally is what? Is that from Huffington Post?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, there you go.
The bride was pretty young, and I don't think much of a drinker, but her family insisted on giving her shots throughout the reception. Before dinner, during dinner, after dinner, they just kept coming. When it was time to cut the cake, the bride felt sick all of a sudden.
Oh no.
And she ended up soiling her wedding dress.
Yes. Oh no.
A bride pooped her pants.
No.
We quickly shuffled the guest into another room in the banquet hall and escorted her to the bathroom.
No.
Total disaster is how it ends, is what it says.
No. That's terrible.
That would be so bad. You can't live that shit down. Literally.
Yeah. Someone sent me a Facebook message anonymously, and they're a wedding official. They'd had like all kinds of cool experiences, like done a hand fasting, like They're not a person who is from India, but they did a dual ceremony for an American groom and a bride from India, and got to do all like that stuff they weren't used to doing, and like loved it. but one of their worst weddings was, they said, quote, a Hatfield and McCoy type wedding. Their husband made sure that there was a deputy sheriff outside the church just in case things got dicey. And as she like fluffed out the bride's train and the bride heads down the aisle toward her groom, a member of the groom's side, like his family, stood up and yelled, I'm not staying here if she's here. And then
the bride?
I don't know.
Oh.
I think maybe, or maybe they, all right, so the next line is, they pointed across the aisle to a member of the bride's family.
Oh, okay.
And then a woman grabbed her husband's arm, yanked him to his feet, and headed up the aisle as the bride is going down the aisle, right? And then she shoved the bride out of the way as she stormed out of the church. Believe it or not, the bride was not shaken by this. She said, I knew this would happen, but I'm getting married today. I refluffed her train and she continued down the aisle. But the thing that got me, that made me remember that they'd sent this in, was one of their pet peeves, I think, as a you know, minister slash pastor slash, you know,
yeah,
occupation, is the smashing of cake in each other's faces. And they say, the sharing of the cake is symbolic of the couple's first communion together, so should be done with reverence for each other. And now all I can think about is the person who pooped their bridal dress during the cake.
That's a whole lot of reverence right there.
That's a lot of reverence. A lot. Oh, Doug asked what we think of wedding gowns with a mini skirt and cleavage down to there. It's up to the bride.
You do, bride or groom,
if the groom's wearing the gown. Like, yeah, like, you be you. I don't know.
The same way.
I never even wore a wedding gown any of the times. Did you know that? Like, I mean, ever.
We're going to have to buy you one.
What did we wear when we got married at Friends of Acadia?
Freaking a t-shirt and jeans. I don't know. I was
probably wearing a fleece.
Probably.
Doug said, whatever makes her happy. I'm sure the cleavage down there makes other people happy too. So maybe that's what the bride's going for.
It depends.
Happy. Yeah. Chris said, I got here by accident and now I can't get out.
Does she mean the podcast or her wedding?
Maybe the podcast, maybe the wedding, maybe the bridal gown. I'm not sure. I would close your window, Chris, if you can't get out of the podcast. Or the marriage is a little harder.
I got me
wedding gown, you can cut.
She said the podcast.
I don't know how to help you. I would close down your window. I'm sorry that you're stuck here.
Oh, that's horrible.
Didn't do it to you on purpose, though. You should stay. I mean, she should stay. I feel so insulted.
I'm so insulted.
All right. Hi. Do you want to hear a wedding's horror story?
I'd love to.
All right. So
they're all
one...
horror stories.
All right. But this
one
isn't
way or
our...
another.
My own personal horror story.
Oh, no.
So once, according to BuzzFeed, and again, links in the podcast notes, there was a groom, and a groom did something naughty. So here's the direct story. I went to a coworker's wedding with my boyfriend, and we were nearing the end of the night. I was dancing to an upbeat song when my boyfriend nudged me and pointed towards an area of the dance floor a few feet away. Both the bride and the groom had gotten absolutely wasted, and the groom started to unbuckle his pants. People started to notice what was happening when he began to pee all over the dance floor. Yeah, it's not where you thought it was going.
That's horrible.
It causing several people, including the bride, to slip. and fall. And then he proceeded to go poopy all over the dance floor.
No yes. way.
Yes. Yes.
That's horrible. I can live with the pee, but not that. Oh, yeah. My God.
Dude, this is why I'm never, like, weddings
was
are
that the one that got messaged to you?
No.
The story?
That's not the one that got messaged. That was one off BuzzFeed, baby. I just said it. Yeah.
Did you tell that one already?
Yes. Oh, it was the Hatfield and McCoy wedding where the bride's coming down and they like shoved her out of the way. Yeah.
And the woman had to leave because the man wasn't staying.
Yeah.
If she was there.
She's there.
She should have stayed.
I'm not staying.
Made him leave.
I know. Hey, I want to talk about weird. Oh, yes.
I was going to say, I have a cake story. We were still on cakes almost. I had a wedding where the in-house caterer really pushed for rolling the wedding cake out to the dance floor for a showy cake cutting. Oh. During the mother-son dance, the caterer manager and her assistant got on two sides. Funny. Huh?
You did something with the mic.
I rolled over a piece of paper.
Oh, it was really loud.
So the catering manager and her assistant started rolling the table with the cake on it.
Okay.
Unbeknownst to them, the table legs had not been locked and before they started to move the table. As soon as one of the wheels hit a groove in the tile, the table leg buckled and the $1,500 cake, which was a work of art, slid off the table, the metal platter clanging loudly on the floor.
No. Oh, that's so sad.
All of the guests towards the back of the reception space turned to look in horror as the caterers tried desperately to smash it back together.
Oh, no.
Fortunately, they had a side cake or two so that the bride and groom could still do the ceremony, but many of the guests didn't get cake that night.
Wait, baby, if we never had wedding cake and fed it to each other, does that mean we have never had our first communion together?
I don't know. We fed plenty of food to each other.
Yeah, that's true.
I think we're all set.
All right. Do you think so?
I do believe. But we can do it. We can do it anytime.
Well, let's go get some cake after the
podcast. I will after the podcast.
All right. So we also wanted to make sure that we talked about themes because wedding themes are a thing, right? Like, and sometimes, like, some people think these themes are weird, but some people think they're cool. And you know, it's like to each your own, right?
Yeah.
Sean's not going to be judgy, right?
No.
Okay. So over on bestonline.com, they have a thing called the weirdest themes for weddings, right?
Yeah.
So one was a Little Mermaid wedding, which I feel is kind of common. But this one, they had a giant flounder. Like, the bride and groom dressed as Princess Ariel and Prince Eric. But they had a giant stuffed flounder, like, at the aisle. fish. And
like a real fish?
I think it was a fake fish. Like a taxidermy fish, maybe?
Yeah,
no. Okay.
Like a pillow?
I think like a Disney merchandise.
All right.
That's the name. Okay. And the daddy dressed up like King Triton, and he walked her down the aisle. And like in the wedding photos, the bride is like combing her hair with a fork.
What?
Yeah, they got all in, man.
Jeez.
I bet they played the soundtrack to The Little Mermaid at the reception.
That's horrible.
And these other people had a Harry Potter wedding, right? And they put the seating assignments and Quidditch hoops, and like they printed the programs like the Daily Prophet, which is the Wizard World's newsletter in the books. But the best part is that they had an owl, a real owl, not a stuffed owl, like swoop in with the wedding rings.
Oh, wow. That's cool. Yeah.
I know.
That part's really cool.
I'd do a Harry Potter wedding just for an owl.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
At Friends of Acadia. And then...
flies through the window.
It'd be awesome. And then the Peregrine Falcons, because that's what we have here. And then there's this other one, and they had a Costco wedding. What? I've never been in a Costco. So this
you've never been in a Costco or a Sam's Club?
No.
No?
No.
What?
Yeah. I've also never been on a snowmobile, motorcycle, ATV. I have no.
Well, I'm going to go get a Sam's Club membership just to take you in there.
That seems like a waste of money.
It'll blow your mind.
Wait, Steve Waddell officiated at a corpse bride wedding.
Corpse bride?
Yeah, with a bride all dressed in black.
Well, at least she was already dead before she got married.
No, no.
Her marriage didn't kill her.
No.
Like it does so many.
Wait, are you saying you?
No, I'm not saying me. Don't be foolish.
It was a movie, baby. Do you not know that?
Oh, it was? Well, yeah. Is that why it was you capitalize it? Because it's a proper noun.
Yes, and Steve's a writer, so he knows to do that. But it was a movie in like 2000, early 2000s, a Tim Burton movie with like Johnny Depp. And
I have never seen any Tim Burton movie.
Ever?
Ever.
Ever?
Ever.
Are and you not sure?
For, not on purpose. I just never have. I've never seen the Christmas one or... What else did he make? Did he do Edward Scissorhands?
Yes.
Never saw that.
How have you never seen them?
I don't know. Just pure luck.
All right, so pure luck?
I didn't say if it was good luck or bad luck. Just pure luck.
Beetlejuice.
Oh, was that him? Mm-hmm. I did see Beetlejuice. All right, I lied. I have seen Beetlejuice.
Steve said Batman.
I don't know which Batman. I've only seen a couple, I can guarantee you that.
But Steve, before we go back to Costco, Steve made me think about people have Walking Dead weddings.
Zombies? Where,
yeah, like the direct quote, I just found it, is from 2016 NFL player D'Angelo Williams married his bride Rissolin in a Walking Dead themed ceremony. Williams had a makeup artist transform him, his bride, and all of their guests into zombies, and then shot a video in which the guests chased them around.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Everybody goes through weddings. They walk down the aisle, it's over with, Williams said. The zombie wedding is a time for us to laugh and point and say, ha, you look goofy. It gives us a chance to step outside our comfort zone and put on our acting skills, whether we possess them or not.
That's cool. Sounds like a lot of money.
Well, he was an NFL player. He probably had tons and tons of money.
Probably.
Yeah. Like, I don't know. That's really interesting. And Steve said that it was the Batman with Michael Keaton.
I don't think I saw that one.
Really?
No.
John's not a real superhero movie type person.
No. I've seen quite a few recently, though.
Yeah.
Because of you.
Because you married me.
Yeah.
I'm a superhero type person. Sorry.
That's right. I watch all kinds of TV shows and movies.
That he never would want to. And I've watched American Pickers, and we make compromises, and that's how we stay married.
That's right. Hmm. And we're both happy with the results.
Don't like American Pickers.
I don't like Marvel movies.
How can you not like Marvel movies?
You know, I have a pretty shallow level of suspension and disbelief, I guess.
Not if it's a horror movie. You're all fine with a horror movie. But the moment you put people in capes, me. It's all over.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you'll watch Sharknado.
I will. I do a lot of stuff for your benefit, baby.
I'm just saying the willful suspension of disbelief, like Sharknado. Sharks are in a tornado.
Oh, that shit can happen. That's why.
Florida. Florida.
It starts as a water spout that sucks them all right out of the ocean. That's right.
There you go.
When it makes landfall. It dumps them all onto the people, and they just start eating people, thrashing.
Do you want to read Doug Marshall's comment?
Have you? No, because I can't say that word.
Sharknado. Can we have a Sharknado wedding?
We can have whatever you want, my dear.
Because we need to get married again and actually have a party.
Whatever you want, my dear, I said.
I know, but I don't know if I believe you.
You should. It can be Sharknado themed. And
American Pickers?
Southern Rock. Southern, Southern. Yeah, Southern Rock.
No. Yeah. Well, just try to say the word if you don't know how to say it, baby.
Is it chivalry?
I think so.
Have you ever known of a wedding preceded by a chivalry? I think it's a country. Asks Doug Marshall. I think it's a country folk tradition, says Doug Marshall. I've never even heard of it. You know what it is, babe?
I feel like it was in a musical, and I feel like it's in the Midwest.
I don't know. Should I look it up?
I'll look it up. You have to keep talking if I look it up.
I'm gonna say Doug Marshall's next comment. Oh. Chivalry, or chivalry, was a traditional mountain folk custom staged during the first night that a bride and groom, following the honeymoon, moved into their new residence, even if it happened to be with relatives in their old residence.
Oh.
And then Doug said Oklahoma.
Oh, that's the musical. See, my musical stage background, my musical theater background came into play right here.
So
we thought it would never do anything for me, but yeah.
So basically it's a celebration of the first time, although it's not true, in theory, and to public knowledge, the bride and groom are going to have sex.
Yes. And on Find My Past, it says that, like, if your ancestors got married on the frontier, there's a good chance their communities practiced a celebratory tradition known as chivalry or chivalry. I don't know. Wedding guests would often return uninvited to the homes of the newlyweds, banging pots and
pans. Bunch of pervs.
And shooting guns and forcing entry into the matrimonial residence.
They just wanted to listen in.
It says that sometimes the married couple was kidnapped and paraded around town, or dunked in a horse trough and abandoned in the countryside. Anything to mischievously disrupt the presumed wedding night activities of a newly married couple. Oh my gosh. I would hide. I would not go home. I'd be like, no, baby, we're staying in the barn tonight. We are not going back to your place place or mama's place. We are staying like, oh, what? Doug said is to embarrass the couple during first sex. Why do you want to do that? Is that a Midwestern thing?
I don't know. I'm from the South.
New England, we just pretend nobody does it. Or we used to. Now we don't.
Well, down south, it's like, you know, you don't buy the car without taking it for a test drive. So it's not all that, you know. Wedding night is just routine.
Or not, if the groom pees all over the dance floor and the bride poops her wedding gown and the...
You know, I can live with peeing on the dance floor, but not pooping on the dance floor.
No more pooping on the dance floor. It could be a picture book. Rhymes. No more pooping on the dance floor by Sean Farrar. Illustrations by Doug Marshall. No, you can do it.
No, we'll just have real life pictures.
No, that's terrible. And suddenly nobody's listening anymore.
I know.
Doug said I'd make her take a shower.
Well, so would I.
I'm going to talk about the Costco thing. Are you ready?
What about it? Oh, the Costco wedding.
Costco-themed wedding. So in 2014, according to bestonline.com, Robert and Meredith Bonilla got married while walking down the frozen food aisle at Costco. It might sound strange, but it's actually quite sweet, as that was where they first met.
I met at a Costco?
Yeah, man. I met you at a restaurant, but we didn't get married there.
He was like, oh, that's a mighty big cucumber you're buying there, lady.
Wait, let's think about where we'd get married if we got married where we first met. The first time we met, you don't remember, but you were a server at the restaurant.
Oh, so we'd be getting married in an empty lot in downtown Bar Harbor.
Bar Harbor.
Because that place burned down.
Yeah, because the restaurant burned down again. Good luck, Carrie. Then the second place that we met was the jail.
The jail. That'd be better.
The county jail, because you were working there and I was volunteering, teaching prisoners writing.
And how would that be for a first night? You can sleep in the cell, have sex on the bed. And
that would be the worst thing you could ever do to me, honestly.
You brought it. You said it.
And then the third place we met again was when I was a reporter and you were a police officer. So that would be a police station. So none of those would work for us. I'm not doing any of those. No. Maybe the empty old lot. I'd maybe do that one.
In the middle of the night, yeah.
That's crazy, though, to think about. Like Doug said, especially with Bethel watching. But isn't that weird to think about, like, getting married? There's another horror story. It's not about themed wedding, but like, oh. And it's about speeches, you know, like the one I talked about at the beginning of the podcast. But this one was the mom. So on BuzzFeed is where this one is from. And it's like, according to Azonfeld01, my family is very religious, except for my mother, who's much more liberal. She got very drunk and did a speech where she told my husband and I to make love often. Great advice. Nice. But wrong time and place. My poor father looked so embarrassed. He grabbed the microphone from her. I still have people talking about it. And the one right after that is the mother of the groom, who was not too happy. The mother of the groom literally got up, pushed the bride out of the way, and told the groom, "The bride's not good enough for you. I set you up on 8 dates this month, and they're all perfect."
That's horrible.
And then she continued to drunkenly scream at them.
Did they still get married?
Yeah, but 8 dates that month? Like, did he go on these dates right before the wedding? Like, it's horrible that the mom yelled that, but then...
He probably did, at least 7 of them.
That's a whole other layer.
Yeah, it is, actually.
Yeah.
That's like foreshadowing.
Have you ever gone to a wedding where, like, people get in a fist fight?
No.
No?
Not I, no.
You haven't.
But I have a story about one.
Oh, you do? Yeah, let's hear it, and then we'll read John Bell's thing after.
All right.
Doug said it sounded like The Bachelor. It does sound like The Bachelor.
So my story is, the groom was late, so late that the bride wasn't sure if he was coming. And then he definitely wasn't coming. And then he showed up, wearing jeans, to apologize to her.
What?
Her brother started yelling at him, and the two men got into a knockdown drag out fight right in front of me. The groom eventually ran from the room. The couple did not end up getting married, but the hotel got the bride a more casual dress from the gift shop, and she still had the reception.
Well, she had a party.
That's right. That's right. Yeah, she soldiered on.
She did. Oh, that poor lady. Oh. Here's your John Bell comment, my friend.
I'll read it. He said, my second wedding was on the beach. The minister we hired was so drunk he forgot to read all the lines in between the first and the last 3 lines.
Oh, no.
Then he didn't sign the marriage certificate, so I forged it.
No, he didn't.
Are you actually married, John?
I know. That's so funny. That's so wrong. Oh no.
That's all right. Yeah, but he's been married for a long time this time, and I think everything's great. So
there was once like some study that said like the less money, etc., that you spend on the wedding, the more likely you are to stay married.
Yeah.
So we're doing we spent nothing.
We spent no money, did we? We spent whatever it costs for the marriage certificate.
Yeah, we're gonna do so well, baby.
If we had to pay for that, I don't remember.
Stuck to get forever. I don't think.
Baby, it's been a rough week. Don't make it worse.
I spent Wait, make it worse by being stuck with me?
Yeah, I was just kidding. Nothing would make me happier, baby. I only hope I can live long enough to enjoy time with you, just with you.
I think I need to just cry now.
Did you not hear what I just said?
I don't believe any of that part. That was just me trying to get out of the hole.
Don't fake cry for our listeners, baby.
Fine. I was getting the tears.
I know. She's good. Man. She was all into acting and shit back in the day, so don't believe anything that comes out of her mouth.
Not true.
Unless it's a lie. She's I'm a horrible the worst liar.
In the whole world. I am so bad. So bad. Everybody makes fun of me because I'm like, I think you look really great in that gerbil onesie.
Who said that?
No, that's just me lying. Like, oh, okay. I can't do it. Like, I get really awkward and I try too hard. And
you do like it when I wear that Santa Claus outfit, though.
Oh my gosh! We could have a Santa Claus theme wedding, and then we could be at maximum density, and it wouldn't matter. Like, I wouldn't have to care about looking good because it's a Santa Claus wedding. We could both be at maximum density.
You know, as soon as we start spending money on a wedding, everything's going to go to hell.
All right, we're not going to do that. It's not worth it. Do you know that in Scotland, I wish Fiona or Carrie were here because they would talk about this probably better than I did. But in Scotland, there was a tradition, and yeah. I hope this isn't still a tradition, where like the friends and family of the bride would tie the bride up and put all sorts of gross things on top of her.
Like, just try to keep the groom away?
I don't know. It was like minced meat and fish and flour and like salsa or something. Like, they would just put like everything on top of her and make her super smelly and then take her out for the night to like go bar hopping or something.
Oh my word.
Yeah.
That's probably fun though. They probably love it.
And the theory behind it, I think, is that, hey, if you can handle smelling like this, you can handle the hell of marriage. Because the Scottish, you know.
Hey, we gotta tell people that we're not gonna be here next Friday.
Oh, we're not here next Friday.
Because of Thanksgiving.
Yeah. And we won't be home.
So we're going to take one Friday off.
Yay. We're probably going to take Christmas Eve off too, though.
That makes sense, baby. Mm-hmm. Makes sense.
So it'll be two Fridays.
It would be our second, I believe. But
oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow. We're slackers, man.
I know.
Doug Marshall said we could have a nativity themed wedding if the bride was pregnant. That's right up there with Santa. That's a good idea.
Yeah, but that's immaculate conception. That means I don't get any. So I don't like that idea.
Sean.
What?
I'm so classy, baby. You're just so classy. You want to tell a story?
Class of 86, baby.
Okay, classy. Classer. Do you want to tell a story?
Sure, I'll tell a story. I once had a handsy grandma. She kept making inappropriate. Oh, gosh.
Do you really want to read this? Do you really want to read this?
No, this is a true story. No, I'm just kidding. She kept making inappropriate comments to the groomsmen in a really loud voice from her perch in the front row at the ceremony, and even tweaked one on the butt during intros at dinner. That's awesome.
No.
Everybody
should. Did your grandma do that?
No. No. See, my grandmother was a little more classy than that.
Really?
Yeah. In public.
In public?
Yeah. She had that, I gotta be a good housewife decorum. They were from a different time frame, you know?
Are they the same grandparents that would put things on the Christmas tree?
Yeah, but that's different. I said in public. I specifically said in public.
Oh, man. Oh, when a relative of mine got married, my grandparents were like that also in private, and they funded the wedding.
Yeah.
And they were prohibitionists, right? So they were like, no one is allowed to drink at your reception.
That's horrible.
It must not happen. And they were also atheists, so it was like a big deal that she got married in the Catholic Church, and then they almost didn't pay for it, I guess. But they, I don't know, acquiesced. And so this other part of my family, of my very diverse family, are all big, huge people. They're like Sean. Like, if you've never seen Sean, because this is a podcast, he's a tall man with rugged shoulders and like big arms, and he's just strong, right? And he's 6'6". And all of these people in my family on one line are like 6'6", 6'7", 6'8". They're huge and they're farmers, right? They're super strong. And they got to that wedding reception and they're like, I think I was three. But so this is a family tale that I don't really remember, but they're so strong. They were like, come in like Thors. And they're like, there's no mead, but no, there's beer because it's New Hampshire, right? And they're like, how are we supposed to make it through a wedding reception with no booze? And like, they got told the whole story and they're like, oh, well, we're just going to have a workaround. And so they like went to a store and got kegs or something, put them in the back of their like minivan, their vans, I guess, and pickup trucks. And they would go out of the reception, like in groups of 5 or 10, and mm-hmm. come back. And my little like Canadian grandparents who were atheists, prohibitionists, were like, why is everyone going outside? And they're like, oh, just to get air, it's hot in here. They're like, why are they? Are they drinking? They're like, oh, no, of course not. They're not drinking. Do you see any alcohol? And they're like, why are they getting louder and louder? Like they did. And eventually they're like, their big thing was like arm wrestling. And so they started arm wrestling at the wedding reception, totally drunk off the keggers in the
park. That's park. Awesome. Good for them.
Yeah.
But
rules don't apply to Philbricks.
They weren't that professional though. We used to do the same thing, but we'd go to McDonald's and we get the biggest soda cup they offered, because back then they were white waxed paper, not clear plastic.
You old man.
So then you dump out the soda and you fill it full of beer and you take it wherever you want, say a Yankees, New York Yankees spring season baseball game. And you have like 44 ounces of beer that you gotta drink through a straw, which is like,
is that hard?
It's like an aggravating factor. No, it's easy to drink it through a straw, but it seems to make it affect you more. But maybe that's just teenage imagination. I don't know.
That's interesting. I wonder if it does.
I'm just saying your relatives could have brought it right into the wedding, had they?
Well, you know.
Pre-planned.
My little itty-bitty relatives, because the atheists, prohibitionists, were like, the man was like 5'3", and I think my Grammy Barnard was probably like 4'11".
What? That's crazy.
Yeah, so you have to imagine these huge, huge Viking people.
Yeah.
These little, little, bitty people. and the little, little, bitty people are like, we are making the rules. And the big, huge Viking people are like, to hell with the rules. Mead. Yeah.
That's my motto.
No.
Jeez. Huh?
Nothing. Did you want to tell a last story, or do you want me to tell a last story?
Do you have a good one?
I don't know. Oh, yeah. I think you'll like it.
All right.
Everybody else might not.
Then that means it's good.
All right. This is from BuzzFeed, and it's a horror story, because why not end on a scary note? Right. So Steve Waddell, my favorite horror writer, was here for a while. At least we'll do it in honor of you, Steve. So here we go. Ready? The mother of the groom and the father of the bride are our two big players here. Ready?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
While I was out of town visiting a friend, we went to the wedding of her coworker. I didn't know anyone there, so I was wandering around the reception hall and walked in on an older couple in a, quote, compromising situation, end quote. Luckily, they didn't notice me. I thought that was going to be the end of the story, but later on, during the reception, they each had to give a toast because she was the mother of the groom and he was the father of the bride.
The only relevant question here is, were they either one of them married to other people at the time?
I know.
Because if they were both married, that's a friggin' awesome story. Like, not awesome in its morals way, but awesome in the fact that you can't make that shit up, really. That's like erotica material right there.
It's so wrong. I kind of want to... There was one other one that was this about a really controlling bride, right?
Yeah.
And I guess...
Bridezilla.
Yeah. And like every detail, blah, blah, blah. Yay, Steve is still here. That was for you, Steve. So everybody like was like, oh, Bridezilla. And it was going okay. But then one of the guests showed up at the reception dressed like Pac-Man. And then
did that mess the bride up?
She freaked out and started screaming at him in front of everybody, kicked him out of the reception. And then like the whole tone of the reception got really bad. Like it was quiet.
Did that happen to be one of the groom's guests, somebody?
I bet it was. Or maybe one of the bride's guests who was just like,
dude, why would you marry a bitch like that?
Sean Kelly, language. You've said the S word, you said the B word.
Make it explicit. I don't care.
Oh, I hate when we have to do that, man. Seriously. What?
Why would you marry somebody like that?
I don't know. Maybe it just comes out at that time. Or maybe they like being controlled by someone super detail-oriented.
That's always a possibility. It surely is.
I can relate to that.
I know you can.
You must only load the dishwasher this way, Carrie. Only this way. You have to make sure your clothes are not inside out in the laundry.
It takes me so much more time to have to make all the clothes right side out before I put them in the washer, honey.
Poor Dobby. Dobby works hard.
Dobby does work hard.
So... thanks for listening and hanging out with us. Thanks, Steve Waddell and Doug Marshall and John Bell for making it to the end.
I know.
Yeah. Jeez. Chris Allard ever get out of here? Christine, did she ever escape the podcast?
I hope not.
You're stuck with us forever.
Did Dee have to work in that again, or did she just?
Yeah, Dee sent a message that she had to work. Yeah, so no Dee. But no, see you there next Friday. And thanks for listening and hanging out with us.
Thanks, Steve, for the compliment. Thank you all very much for listening.
Yeah, we're sorry. We're so
Once weird. Again, I had fun. I'm sorry if nobody else did.
It's all about you, baby. It's all about it you.
Always is, huh?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Hey, but thanks for listening. Please like, share, and subscribe and not think less of us. The end.
Yeah. I don't think less of us.
It's so easy,
much, there's not much to lose.
You can't go down.
Thank you for listening to Loving the Strange. Please be sure to like and subscribe. And remember, embrace the strange. New episodes every Saturday, live streaming Fridays. Go get your strange on, friends. Thanks for listening.